Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, and thank you for your patience with our little glitch with yesterday's show. We did not have a new show, so we re-aired the previous Tuesdays. In case that confused anyone who was hearing about the upcoming Feast of Trumpets, which has already passed. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wifflebat Wednesday. Poof. That's right. We missed all the fun yesterday, and so what a bummer. But if you heard all the old news, it really wasn't news so much yesterday. It was old.
It's funny. The United Nations has got their little circus clown show going on. Biden's up there spewing one world government rhetoric, saying, "We know our future is bound to yours."
Oh boy. Yeah,
if the globalist gets their way, right?
Yeah, right.
I love it when he says, and Liberty Daily picked up on this, whenever Joe Biden says, "Let me be clear," it's usually followed
by a burst of laughter.
Yeah. Slaps to the forehead.
Yeah, right.
In this collective, Let me be clear.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
And that guy, he wants to blow $100 million upgrading to electric cars. I just saw on police frequency, somebody was at one of these EV charging stations. It was like a gas station, right? But it's, there must have been 50 cars in line waiting for all these cars to finish their charging.
Yeah, who has time to do
that? What a train wreck. Look.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I'm not opposed to, you know, electric vehicles when the technology catches up to actually reasonably meet the demand. You know, if you want to look for alternative power sources, then fine. But don't replace a superior infrastructure with an inferior one.
Right, exactly. Don't go backwards, for crying out loud. It's like making wheels square. You know, in fact, we saw one Oriental inventor, quote unquote. Right?
Yes.
I think that's kind of a glorifying of his term, to tell you the truth. But anybody that puts square wheels on their bicycle and sells it as a new cool bicycle,
a novelty item.
I'm sorry, that's not progress.
They were square. They were rounded off on the edges. But it was comical to watch.
Oh, it was terribly rough. I mean, watching this guy, I mean, it looked like he was about ready to get jerked out of his seat. I mean, it was like, there's a reason for things.
And it's usually something you would put
not to go backwards.
Exactly. And we thought it was a joke at first, but I mean,
he was serious.
The way he was riding it, you'd expect that something that sits out in front of a grocery store that you put 50 cents in and then ride.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and we know truly what is behind the whole pushing the whole world to electric cars, and it's because that's what China is producing. And so he's just the mouthpiece for China. They pay him. They control him. They've got his little puppet strings tightly held.
We believe that.
And so, you know, it's no wonder that he's pushing this. Everything he does is about China or assisting with the communist coup. So this guy is neither to be trusted or listened to. He's just he's a traitor. He's a traitor, and he does treasonous things day after day after day. And so until Americans wise up and figure out how to oust this coup, this is just a train wreck is what it is.
Yep.
And so
absolutely.
Boy, we've got a lot of stuff to get to, and and good stuff. I mean, there's some really fantastic things on the horizon for today. So
good.
I can't wait
we
to
sure
get to
need
that,
it.
Especially with about Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Oh, I can't wait to get to that news.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And so, okay, so we'll get to the word of the day first. And the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Job chapter 27, verses 1 through 4, under the title, Job Maintains His Integrity.
Oh.
Moreover, Job continued his discourse and said, as God lives, who has taken away my justice, and the Almighty, who has made my soul bitter, as long as my breath is in me, and the breath of God in my nostrils, my lips will not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. That's it.
That's pretty cool.
And you know, that's... Well, that's followed with one of the greatest lines. I love it. Job is known for saying, far be it from me that yes. I should say this or that, right?
Right.
But so, you know, far be it from him to let his lips speak wickedness or let his tongue utter deceit. That is outstanding.
What a,
when you think
what
of
a cool
it.
Thing to be able to, I mean, I, you know.
To actually be able to say that.
Any of us could say that about ourselves.
Right.
You know.
That yes, I've never allowed my lips to speak wickedness or my tongue to utter deceit. Even Isaiah fell on his face before the Lord because he said, I am a man of unclean lips.
Yes.
And the angel came over with the burning coal and put it on his lips and took away his bad speech, basically.
Right.
And so, you know, this is the bridling of the tongue. That
right.
that you and I pray for in each show. We pray that the Lord bridle our tongues, that we not say anything that he would not have us say. Because,
yes.
because it is. It's something that can very quickly get you into areas that you probably don't want to be in.
Right.
You know? But just the fact that you know, we're not supposed to compare ourselves to people. We're supposed to compare ourselves to God. But if you are going to compare yourself to anybody, I couldn't stand toe-to-toe to Job.
There's some godly role models.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, yeah, there are definitely people that we can learn from who conducted themselves
well, right.
you know, in a righteous way.
And a good thing to compare to the modern era, too. Like, looking back when people were largely living in rural areas,
oh, yeah.
you know, rarely seeing many people at all, their hearts were way more pure. They were,
yes.
the way they lived their lives was much less stressful.
Yep.
They were happier.
There was an innocence.
They celebrated the Lord almost continually
right.
all day long. And like Job, who had no problem saying that my lips will not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. It just,
yeah.
it's far be it from him, right?
Right. It makes us long for, well, things like Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
it's just like,
that's
oh,
an
what
excellent
a,
comparison.
What a time to live. What an amazing, you know, and that was, that's not just, that. That's an accurate depiction of
right.
how people lived then.
Right. Well, and like I was saying, if you live the majority of your life relatively stress-free out in the rural areas and a great family life and always working hard and being productive, you've got a lot of momentum built up in your heart to where, you know, you're generally happy and joyful.
Yeah.
And what comes out of your heart, I mean, what comes out of your mouth is what comes out of your heart. And it's a,
yes.
it's like the buildup, the filling, you've got your heart full of joy and love and, you know, just general good attitude.
Yeah.
And so in that context and in that kind of life, that's pretty easy to think that, oh, geez, people don't talk like that. Or
right.
or I certainly wouldn't, you know, that kind of thing. And
yeah,
so,
it's a rare commodity today
right.
in
yep.
these times, for
yes.
sure.
Yeah, and comparing, what I meant to compare was the stress levels of today as compared to back then when almost no population, right?
Right.
And certainly not media in your hand 24 hours a day.
Well, even in, and this is what we have to guard ourselves from because it talks about in the end times that their hearts will grow cold.
Right.
And even in the church, you know, even among, I should say, Christians, how jaded and callous we've become living in this culture.
Right.
You know, to go back to that pure pureness, the innocence.
More of a carefree lifestyle. Yeah.
Right. And also where you would say, far be it from me to utter any deceit or, you know, speak any wickedness.
Right, right.
Those are great words to live by. And I mean, really, to set our lives by.
Yeah, seriously. I was stunned by it, actually, when I read it. It kind of hit me like a slap in the face, like, oh my gosh, wow, what a nice thing to consider.
Yep, I want to be like that.
Yep.
Very cool. Well, thank you. Okay, so that was Job chapter...
Job chapter 27, verses 1 through 4.
All right, got it. Okay, good one to read. All right, well, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment's brought to you by JesusAppears.com. Get rapture ready. Our King is coming. It's imminent. And we don't know when, whether it's going to be a day, a week, a year, but it's coming. As fast as things are unraveling, these are the things that he said to watch for. You'll know when the time is near and when to be looking up. So look up.
Oh, and before we go to break, there was a letter that we got from a listener that was so wonderful and so uplifting that I wanted to read it. I wanted to hurry and read it before we go to break. And this listener said, today, 9/13/23, you mentioned again how five of the virgins were not taken to the wedding rapture. I'm old, and I've never heard that truth told from the pulpit. In church, we hear a lot of Jesus' words, but not this. Since our Lord said it, he clearly wants us to say it, and you both do. Thanks for the WS mention and for your steadfast convictions. And so that was just really, that was uplifting to us.
Always.
Yep.
Just so cool.
That's fantastic. So we just wanted to read that to everyone.
Made our day.
Yep, for sure.
Okay, we'll be back with segment two of the Morning Commute right after this. So stick around, Patriots. This is Radio Free Redoubt. All the glory to God. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God.
The world is caught in an era of socialist expansion. Most of the nations are affected. And America is a target. In fact, the number one target of both the socialist and the communist. If we permit our great system to crumble through the apathy of our citizenship, we shall lose not only our freedom, but our prosperity and our still brighter future.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming out of Spokane on 96.5 FM and AM 630. And, of course, the live stream. Segment two brought to you by Prepping 2.0 to help take your preps to the next level. Prepping2-0.com is the website. Lady Liberty, segment two with a bunch of stuff lined up here.
That's right. Everybody, welcome back to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. We have great news, actually. Trump is skipping the second GOP debate, and guess what he's doing instead?
Probably a huge rally.
Well, yes, basic. Well, more or less, it's not really. He's actually going to Detroit, Michigan to go and speak to the auto workers.
Oh, cool.
So isn't that great that we've got China Biden telling everybody they're going to lose their jobs and get ready to enjoy electric cars and, right, and wasting your life waiting for a turn to charge your dumb car, as opposed to Trump going to let the auto workers know, don't worry, I've got this in the bag if I get back into office.
You know, it'd be really cool to see a side-by-side of his presentation to the auto workers versus Biden's trip to address the auto workers. Night and day difference. You can just, you can tell. I mean,
well, this one, guy, one's an American and another one is a globalist.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. One's an American and one's not.
That's right.
Of course, he still has no problem spending all of our money and sending more to Ukraine.
Well, we've got to change that verbiage. He's not spending our money. He's robbing our nation blind.
It's called plunder.
And he is actually facilitating a huge money laundering venture through the Ukraine, and it's mostly going back into his own pockets.
And the treason is allowing the continuing invasion of our southern border.
That's right.
You know, a local Fox News station was reporting 35,000 alien encounters in only 4 days.
Wow.
35,000 in four days.
Oh, my gosh.
That's 35,000. Mass migrant crossings overwhelming the southern border as the numbers approach record highs, Bill Milligan reports.
Well, and see,
we're seeing these every day.
That is so frightening because, you know, we were talking about this on our Telegram channel that, you know, back in the old days, every single man would have gotten on his horse and galloped all the way down to the border, whether he lived in Wyoming or Idaho or Virginia. It wouldn't have mattered. He would have got on a horse and got down there as fast as he could with his rifle to push back the invaders.
There was at least a decade and a half there where citizen militias and citizens were patrolling down there. And they were apprehending migrants and turning them over to Border Patrol. Now they'll arrest you for that, charge you with kidnapping, for detaining an illegal.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and so clearly we've got to do something, Americans, because our government no longer represents us. Our government has been basically taken over by a communist coup.
Yeah.
And if we don't ever get that figured out and figure out we've got to organize against it, boy.
You know, Abraham Lincoln, and I don't have his quote in front of me, but to paraphrase, he says, I'm not advocating overthrowing our government. I'm advocating overthrowing the people
who would
subvert our Constitution.
That's right.
precisely what they're doing.
Exactly, because that was one of my biggest contentions was, you know, back when I was involved in the property rights group and water rights, people would say, do you consider yourself anti-government? And I'd say, absolutely not.
No.
I am so pro-American constitutional government, it is not even funny.
Absolutely.
And I am anti-corrupt government, I'll tell you that. And so that was always my answer. It was absolutely resounding no way. I'm totally pro-constitutional, law-abiding government.
That's right. When our government is functioning according to the Constitution, it is clearly an institution that's established by God.
Right.
God, and of course, that's all through our founding documents, and including Romans chapter 13, which says, obey the government, those in power, they don't bear the sword in vain.
Right.
You know, if you want to stay out of trouble, then don't do anything you're not supposed to do. Why? Because government is there to persecute the wicked,
yep,
and to uphold and defend the righteous.
Yep.
And now we have this inversion where they are persecuting the righteous, they are defending and advancing the wicked. So
that's right.
They've made it to a point where, this is why I said last, and maybe I should have clarified, making Romans chapter 13 untenable.
Right.
You know,
the criminals are in charge now. I mean, look at the
Biden. They're godless.
The Biden crime family has the highest office in the land. They have stolen the highest office in the land through election fraud.
Right. Yep.
And so, you know, one great thing that has happened, though, is down there from Texas, like we were going to talk about, with Attorney General Ken Paxton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is such great news. It turns out that all of his accusations were acquitted. All 16 accusations were acquitted. And
yep,
what was interesting was that the Rhino Texas House Speaker, Dade Phelan, it says here, he fires a warning shot at senators who spared Paxton and said, not the end. Those who allowed him to keep his office will have much to answer for.
Oh,
well,
geez.
We beg his pardon because Attorney General Ken Paxton fired right back. And I have to say, first of all, we're following this story because Ken Paxton was doing fantastic things for the United States by actually suing Biden for keeping the border wide open against the law,
in fact.
It is an unconstitutional thing to allow that border to be open at all. And Ken Paxton was the one that was suing him for it and blocking all of the illegals from coming in or doing his best to block the illegals. And so that was when all of the democommunists and rhinos decided, uh-oh, we better get him impeached. And so glad to hear that all of his acquittals went right through. And his statement back was fantastic. It says here, "The truth could not be buried by mudslinging politicians or their powerful benefactors. I've said many times, seek the truth, and that is what was accomplished. Mm-hmm. I thank the 4.2 million Texans who voted for me last year. I will always be grateful for your support, and I will continue to honor your vote by defending the rule of law and our constitutional rights. I'm also grateful for the state senators who followed the law and refused to overturn an election. I also thank my legal team for exposing the absurdity of these false allegations. Most importantly, I want to thank my amazing wife, Angela, who I love dearly. She is a brave woman of deep faith, unquestionable integrity, and the light of our entire family. The sham impeachment coordinated by the Biden administration with the liberal House Speaker Dade Phelan and his kangaroo court has cost taxpayers millions of dollars, disrupted the work of the Office of Attorney General, and left a dark and permanent stain on the Texas House." And it's almost over. It says, "The weaponization of the impeachment process to settle political differences is not only wrong, it is immoral and corrupt. Mm-hmm. Now that this shameful process is over, my work to defend our constitutional rights will resume. Thank you to everyone who has stood with us during this time. And finally, I can promise the Biden administration the following. Buckle up, because your lawless policies will not go unchallenged. We will not allow you to shred the Constitution and infringe on the rights of Texans. You will be held accountable."
That needs to be the words of every attorney general in every Republican-controlled state in the country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good on him.
I'm so glad to hear that rebuttal and to just lay it out there flat, just like that.
Yep. Well, and they do need to be held accountable. You know, this week we've got these so-called impeachment hearings are beginning with Biden.
Right.
And, you know, long after due, because long overdue, I think that McCarthy was on his way out if he didn't do something, because he keeps promising, you know, every week we're about ready to impeach him if he doesn't comply.
Right.
As if there's not enough evidence, you know, to impeach him. I don't have a whole lot of faith in this, you know, in this process. It's good to see. It's long overdue. Unfortunately, we have so many rhinos in office that I don't see this getting a whole lot of traction.
That's right. Well, and it never will if we don't pass that ban the electronic voting machines bill that we've got. So all of you just keep going to our website, radiofreeredoubt.com. Print that bill out and send it like your tail's on fire. I'll tell you what, we've got to ban the electronic voting machines if we ever want to have a chance to vote again. I mean, sure, you can run down and vote, but it's not going to count because yours along with however many hundreds of thousands of votes, they'll just erase them and replace them with the other guys. And so your vote means nothing until we get that fixed.
This is the absolute most important thing facing our country right now.
That's right.
Because the border, the child trafficking, the squandering and, you know, looting of our money, the fuel prices, food prices, all of this is tied to this regime's policies.
That's right.
And this absolute abysmal effort of trying to push us all, you know, over to green energy and everything else is just...
It's a nation wrecker.
It is. Yep. And that's what we believe is their intent.
Absolutely.
To destroy the West, specifically the United States, to bring that one down.
Yep, that is the intent behind every communist coup. And speaking of the border, Sound of Freedom inspiration Tim Ballard runs, he's thinking of running for Senate, and he's planning to oust Mitt Romney.
Yeah, Mitt Romney apparently is not going to be running again. I don't know why somebody hasn't been going up against him before. I have no idea how he keeps getting, well.
Well, this, the
electronic the voting
electronic
machines.
Voting machines, yeah. That's right.
Because he does not, from the people that I know from Utah, he does not represent their views and their values
that's
at all.
That's for sure. And I sure would love to see Tim Ballard get into that position.
Yep. And so it looks like he'll be going for that slot. I think he's got a really good chance of getting in.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yep, definitely.
So there's one other one here. This is just great. Okay. The bed that they made for themselves, the LGBTQ residents claim the Muslim majority city council betrayed them with their pride flag ban. They say support isn't being reciprocated. This is what they're saying. We did everything we could to make your transition here easier, and this is how you repay us by stabbing us in the back.
Wow.
So, yeah, the LGBTQ community pushes to get this whole city council of Muslims put in place, and now they're stunned that the rainbow flag is banned.
Well, the funny thing is I'm surprised that's not a literal statement, and you stabbed us in the back, right? I mean, the Muslims push gay people off buildings.
Right.
I mean, they behead them. They can't stand gay people. And so, you know, wow, that's strange that they would even trust them for a split second to begin with.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is the adage of the farmer, you know, carrying the snake across the river, and then the snake bites him after promising him not to. Yeah. You know, he says, you knew I was a rattlesnake when you picked me up.
That's right.
You know, so there you go. That's just, the irony is just awesome.
Yep, exactly.
Yep. Well, hey, you guys have a blessed day out there. You be safe, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bout Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.